pre-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's Joe and Adam.
Welcome back to another pod, Adam.
Wow. Oh, hello. It's... Geez, how long has it been?
It's... Yeah, we promised one a week. We're currently sitting on a cheeky one a month.
Where was it? No, we've done a New Year one already.
We've done a New Year.
Because we discussed all that. Yeah.
We've kicked off season three, or whatever we're calling this.
Yeah, but, that's right.
Look, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. It's been an interesting few weeks, mate.
Has it?
Not only have we celebrated the New Year.
We have.
This is... I'm just getting this out of the way before we... Continue on with the rest of the pod.
Okay. Yep.
You turned... How old did you turn in January?
18. So,
18?
Yeah. No, 26.
26. Geez, you're old.
Thanks, mate. What's this segment
on the
called?
25th of Jan.
Geez, you're old.
The day before Australia Day.
Always nice to have a holiday after my birthday. That's good.
So, mate, my plan was if we were going to do a pod, and there were a few reasons why we couldn't do it, but I was going to celebrate your birthday around the time... of your birthday if we ended up doing a pod.
That.
But
yeah.
We didn't end up doing one. But what I actually did anyway was I went out and just caught up with a few of your mates, my mates, and just recorded a few happy birthday messages.
No.
And I know it's a few weeks late, but...
oh, dear, what have you done?
Happy birthday.
Hello.
What?
My name is Barack Obama. I would like to wish Joe Baxter a very happy birthday.
Oh, that's not bad at the end.
You,
thank you.
Thanks, Barack.
Are the single reason why the Joe and Adam podcast is so successful.
That's a given.
God bless.
Hey, Joe, it's Amy. I just want to say happy birthday and thanks for everything. Illy.
Joseph Baxter is a man of many talents. He's a huge, huge deal. Okay, he has a lot of friends.
Donald was
his best friends
good.
With Little Rocket Man. In fact, it's a huge deal. I just wanted to wish Joe Baxter a very happy birthday. A huge birthday. Okay, huge. I'm Donald Trump.
That's what he always
G'day,
says.
G'day, Joe. It's Dave Hughes. Hope you're having
there
an
is.
Awesome birthday. I like birthdays. I had a birthday once. Dad said, happy 9th birthday, son. I said, Dad, I'm 27.
Joe Baxter sat there listening to this message from me, Morgan Freeman. His birthday is a great moment in history. January 25.
Happy birthday, Joseph.
Oh, no.
David?
I hope you'll have an extraordinary day. Despite the odds, you make it home. Great Scott, Marty! It's Joel's birthday!
Is this back to the future?
We haven't wished him a happy birthday yet!
What?
That's true! But according to my calculation, when Joel hears this message, it will be the exact moment he hears this message.
Well, that's true.
Are you telling me Joel's birthday is on January 25? Precisely!
Hi, Joe. My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
It's
I just
favorite.
Wanted to say happy birthday. So, happy birthday.
There you go. So, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you so much. What a gift. And thanks, guys, for the lovely messages.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Thank you to all the celebrities taking part in that. Yeah. They're great friends of yours, I know that.
More than the actual messages I got on the day, so that's nice.
Absolutely.
Look, your birthday was, you know, a week after mine, so... Wonder what's going to happen next week. Wow.
Great question.
It's good. Always good to see Forrest and Barack Obama in the same thing because one of them's
not real.
You're
pretty tight with them.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I hope you had a good birthday.
No, thanks, guys, for all the lovely messages. That's lovely.
Segment change.
Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam, fresh off all those lovely birthday tributes to me. You know, past and current presidents both weighing in. It's always nice.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And look, I just want to just pay a little bit of homage there. just off air then, I just said to you, was that an actual Dave Hughes joke for the Hughes impression? And you just came up with that. So it was incredible. It sounds like something Hughes would say.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call it a joke, but like, because dads are known to get birthdays wrong.
True, true.
So,
yeah. No, I loved it. I'm in a little bit of shock,
but
let's dust ourselves off and jump back in.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, mate. And happy birthday to you as well. And we all want to know what's going to happen next week. Adam, a moment happened a week ago that you will appreciate, because for people listening, you might be the right person to sort of explain what my call picking up technique is like, my stats, you know, if someone calls me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, answer to not answer ratio.
That ratio.
It's about 1 to 70.
Yeah, yeah, sitting about 1 to 70. And look, I am busy.
Oh, understandable.
You know, those movies don't watch themselves. So I've got things that I'm doing. But no, I genuinely am busy. But anyway, it's not just you. It's a whole bunch of mates. It's a bit of a running gag that Joe never picks up his phone.
Yeah, it's true.
I will get back to you. But the worst example of this is a mate. I can name him. James Parker. I think you met him once or twice. A mate from
uni. Has he been on the pod before?
Don't think so.
Or maybe
no.
I'm thinking of someone else.
No.
No.
But
only Jim.
He just calling Jim. Yeah. Oh yeah, James. Yeah,
we're
of course.
On,
yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. I'm used to calling Parks. Anyway,
been drinking long.
So the Parks is the worst possible example. He's been trying to get onto me for a year. That's not a joke. And the calls have been, I was going to say back and forth, but they're mostly just back, as in he's trying to get onto me.
Of course.
Finally got back to him last week. And he had this to say. He said, I called you around Christmas time. And as usual, went through to voicemail.
Didn't answer. Yeah. Right.
That's standard.
Yeah.
He said, so being mates, I thought I'd leave you an abusive voicemail. Right? Because it's that thing of like,
yeah, no, that's
I don't
fair.
Pick up. You know, maybe I could, and I'm just doing something else. So he leaves a voicemail that's along the lines of like, look, Joe, you piece of shit. We all know you screen your calls. Just fucking answer the phone. Right? Just to get that anger across, like that sort of voicemail.
Oh, it's the best way to do it. It's the only way to do it, in fact.
Now, he then realised that he's lost my mobile number. And so when he thought he was calling Joe Baxter, he was actually calling his real estate agent, whose name is Joe.
Oh, no.
And it's just left
you are kidding.
He's just left a voicemail going, look, Joe, you piece of shit. We all know you're screening your calls.
It's even funny because there's probably no context around it either.
No,
Joe Baxter, just Joe.
Just Joe.
Oh.
Look, Joe, you piece of shit.
I'm wondering how that went down.
We all know who screened your calls. Oh, the panicked text message that would have been sent after that.
Guess who got an additional inspection.
Yeah, that's right. That bond's not coming back, mate. We can tell you that much. So just thought I'd share. So. The lesson to be learned is don't bother calling me because you'll accidentally call your real estate.
Absolutely right.
Anyway, sorry. I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam.
Yes.
You're the only one in the room. There's something that you and I both agreed we'd mention on the pod. And a few weeks have gone past. I was going to say, don't worry, you're not in trouble, but...
what have I done?
It's going to paint you in particular in an interesting light.
Cannot even remember.
I just wanted to give people a sense of... We've known each other since we're about 10.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Which means we're really hitting the sweet spot of our friendship when we're in year 12. Like, we've been mates for years.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that group of boys that you see every single day. Went to an all-boys school, so there's no girls to talk to.
I'm genuinely confused about where this is going.
Yeah. During year 12, you and I and one other mate kept a list.
A list
of just memorable moments and quotes that we all made during that year.
Yeah.
So it was you, myself, and a third mate, Dan Kelly, who I guess should we just give a quick background for... Jesus. You can turn the mic off, mate, but that burp's going to come through mine.
Oh, well, that's why I turned my mic on. No one heard that.
No one heard that. Should we give a bit of background knowledge for Dan? How can we best describe him? If it was
Jay from The Inbetweeners.
Jay from The Inbetweeners. If it was Friends, the TV show.
Joey.
You and I would argue over who's Ross and Chandler. He's Joey, though. Yeah. Okay. I think that's everything you need to know.
Yep.
There's two good references.
Yep.
You will notice it's a page of quotes.
But they're not quotes that...
Well, not yeah. like...
They're just things that we found funny at the time.
Yeah. What I want to do is I'm going to read out the quote and you got to tell me who you think
okay.
said it.
All right.
I will note early on, I have one or two out of like 20. Like it's mostly you and Dan.
All right. This is going to play with my memory a bit here, but...
Yep. Now, I just want to... The first one, you ready?
Go.
We might just pick the favourites. There's two words here that you need to understand. One is bold, B-O-L-D. And the one that this person went with is bald, B-A-L-D. And the quote is, you have been watching too much Bald and the Beautiful.
That was definitely Dan. Or I actually
That's
remember
a Dan
that one.
Kelly quote. Don't yep, worry about that.
Absolutely. Oh, that's funny. Bald and the Beautiful.
Okay. It looks like a steam... I'll start that one again if I could. Thank you. It looks like a steam train because the steam is going that way. Just thought I might share that.
Yeah, that was me. I remember you. Saying that too.
What's going on there?
No, I had a packet of... I had a thing of noodles. And the like,
Jesus.
And the steam was going everywhere. I don't know why I said it, but...
It looked like a steam train to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Two from two.
I'm just going to try and get the delivery right for this one because I do remember this one. I was waiting for you.
That was also me.
That's also you. It says, in brackets, almost crying. These are notes from year 12.
I genuinely don't know what that was over. But anyway.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to punch you right in the mouth. Yep. Right in the baby maker.
It was you or Dan?
It was you.
No, it wasn't. Surely not.
Adam. It says Adam. Well, that would be you.
Okay.
This is a favourite of mine, okay? This is a back and forth between you and Dan.
yeah, you know what this is. I think I know what's coming.
Adam says, I made this CD cover for you. Dan goes, well, it didn't work in the CD player. Adam, I just said it's a CD cover. So you gave him a CD cover that you put CDs in and he tried to put that CD player. What a spud.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh,
jeez, this is bringing back memories.
Oh, is a classic. I'm not exactly going to try and eat it with my mouth, am I?
Is that Dan?
That's a Dan Kelly quote.
Jeez, I'm going alrighty.
I want to watch with good water depth.
Oh, was that you?
It's you.
Oh.
Why would you? You would never have used it in the water.
I don't know. But who wants to watch it for good water depth?
Yeah.
I'm not diving 11 metres.
I've never seen you go diving. Why you did? This is a classic. If anyone's grown up around our age, they might still be a thing now, but you'll appreciate this quote. LCMs, .. They are a gem.
Yeah, that was me.
And that's a fair quote.
I come from my literature class.
They are a gem of a snack.
We're good.
This one doesn't make any sense. Someone asking you this, right?
Okay, all right.
How old were you when you were born? You said 1 month. Stupid question, stupid answer.
Oh, I do remember God. I copped it from you two after that.
Yeah. All right, couple more. Yeah, I thought I heard smoke.
Yeah, that was me.
That was you.
Yep.
Show me that photo you drew of me.
Is that Dan?
That's also you.
They're all me. Wait, that was a wrong.
Just two more because this is too much fun. I'm gonna get her and then walks off.
That was Dan.
That's Dan.
The canine. Yep,
and finally, for a segment that people have almost definitely tuned out for, someone saying, I'm going to do wheeze. The other two stare at him and then the guy just goes, what? I am.
Is that me saying
That's
that?
That's you.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, God.
Were there any from you?
The only two from me were very early on. Snowing, wait, that's not a sport. And then pointing to a seat and saying, I don't know why I would say this, and saying you could essentially call this area a baby maker. Oh, well. But otherwise, heavily involved. If you are in Year 12, I strongly recommend keeping a quotes list.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Look too forward funny. To the 2020 version, to be honest. We should do that.
Too funny.
It's easy. It's easy.
Joe and Adam.
Joe, I've been getting into selling stuff online lately.
Sorry, don't mind me. Just finish off this chip.
Yeah, of course.
Selling stuff online.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. So, I've been waiting for this. Yeah. Yeah.
You know the likes of eBay. Gumtree? Have you heard of Gumtree?
Yes, mate. I'm not from the 1800s. eBay, Gumtree. If you're in our hometown, Ballarat Buy Swap Sale is a classic.
Oh, it is an absolute classic.
Yeah.
There's some rippers on there. Anyway. Now, I've told you this story, but you don't know the latest.
I don't have an update.
Update version.
It's fantastic. I love it.
So what I did was I was selling something online, right?
Mm. Pictures of yourself.
Pictures of myself. Mm. Yeah, of course. And I initially set it at, I think it was 200.
It's ambitious for a picture of you.
Negotiable. But... negotiable.
Right. Okay. Or nearest offer.
Or nearest offer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I don't understand people when they, like, you set a price and they offer like half of it.
Yeah. Off the bat.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's not haggling, is it?
It's just, it's going... like, I'll offer you half and I'll pick it up today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's not going to give me any benefit. Anyway. So,
are you confident you're going to be able to sell it either way?
Yes.
Yeah, so why would you bother?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
In fact, preluding this, the first few days after, as it was up online, I got a message from someone and they're like, hey, my name's Jacob. I'm messaging you from a oil tanker off New Zealand or something like that. This big spiel, right?
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, okay, that's cool.
I'm a Nigerian prince.
Yeah. And this is over Christmas New Year. I don't think you have anything of it.
No. Right.
I'm like, hi, Jacob. Yep, that's fine. Happy to take this, blah, blah, blah. I'll let you know how much shipping is.
Mm. He knows all about shipping.
Or if someone wants to come pick it up, that's fine.
Great.
He's like, yep, righto, that's cool, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, what's your email? Then I can give you all the details and all this stuff. It's just a bit easier.
Yep.
So here's my email, and it's the one that has, you know, all the porn emails going to, and like all the, the stuff that...
Yep, gotcha.
Somehow...
Because you subscribe to all those websites.
So it goes to that, and it's, hi, blah, 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 I need you to send $1,000 first to my delivery driver to come pick it up.
He's saying this to you.
Yeah.
I don't remember this bit.
No. This is the very start.
Yeah.
To come pick it up, blah, 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 and then we'll refund you that money once it's been sent. I'll add it on to the payment.
You can trust him. What's his name? Jacob.
And I'm like, all right, no, this is ringing me out. So I blocked him. Goodbye. See you later.
Yeah, sorry, Jakey.
That's fine. Yeah. And then a couple of days later, I get another message from a guy. Hi, Adam. How about $150 cash?
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
It's getting closer.
Okay, that's fine. And then some people on Gumtree and eBay, they're either really into asking questions about the item, or they're just like, I'll give you $50 cash and you can have it.
Yep. They're willing to roll that dice and just go, I don't care.
So he also says in that same message, how old is the unit and do you have the original receipt in box? Although that's fair.
Yep, gotcha. This is,
Hi there, I'm happy to take $150. It comes with half of the original box. I don't know why. And I have a photo of the receipt, but not the original. Sorry about that. Bought it last year.
Mm.
Anyway, that's fine.
Great.
And then he... this is where it gets good. For like a week, he's back and forth asking, can you check the unit to make sure everything is working on it? Is one of the cables plugged in and the built-in microphone also working? Do you have any issues with the unit? Are the Fluff Mic version 2 from Rode or are they original? How many battery charges have you done with the unit?
I'm like, he sounds like that guy off Toy Story 2.
And he's just going back and forth and just, I'm like, oh man, just buy it.
Yeah.
Just buy it.
Roll the dice, yes or no.
Anyway, this is where it gets good.
Yeah.
And I'll send you a screenshot.
Yep.
Sounds good. If you can organise the photo... So he wanted me to send a photo of the receipt over to him. That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
If you can organise the photo and send it over, include all the items in the photo separate. Do not put all... do not send individual photos of each item in the box. Put them all in the one. And this is the good bit. with a written piece of paper in the photo with the word smoked ham.
like
for verification.
So he's basically a cop saying, send us a photo of the hostage with today's newspaper.
You're pretty, that's what he's doing. That's basically what he's saying, smoked ham. And then he said, can you print out the copy of the receipt so I have a copy of it for warranty purpose?
Oh, it's $150.
So I'm sending him this. I sent him the photo of the receipt.
Yeah.
So that's the photo of the original receipt, blah, blah, blah.
Bloody hell.
Thank you for the receipt. Yeah, and then do not send it to me in separate files of each item. I would like all items in one, in capitals, image, including the handwritten piece of paper with the words smoked ham. And can you print me a one-to-one size copy of the receipt to include with the item when sent, and also email me a fully sized PDF or JPEG of the receipt? I'm like, mate, do you just want to buy the receipt?
Just say you're a serial killer. We all know. The level of detail.
Oh, I know. And I'm like, that's fine. And then he said, can you please provide your PayPal, blah, blah, I'll deposit. I will deposit the $150 into your account for the following fully working items as per agreement.
Oh,
our communication makes part of our agreement and receipt regarding this transaction. Can you please remove the Gumtree advertisement and provide your name and contact number?
Is he Harvey from Harvey Norman? Oh, what is this level of detail?
It would not surprise me. He is loving it. So that all got sorted out. I sent him smoked ham and no, I also wrote smoked ham on the piece of paper. No, that was a joke. Anyway, I sent
But you did write smoked ham?
Yeah, no, I did.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
And then a couple of days later, hi, Adam. I got the unit. Thank you very much for that and sending the 10,000 receipts.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually found the original receipts. That kind of made it easier.
Wow. This is your full-time job at this point.
So he's emailed me back and yep, that's great. There is one issue, though.
Right.
One of the cables has a bit of a nick in it and, you know, I can't fix it, and the only way to do it is to, you know, it's just going to look bad if it, you know, can get seen in a video or something like that.
Right.
Kind of making it like, here's the issue. Yeah. I don't want to ask for a refund.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm kind of like, you know what, like, they're not asking for a refund directly, but what are you going to do about it? I'm like, I'm like, fine, I'm happy to give you a partial refund, all that sort of stuff.
I would not be backing down at this point. You would know there's no chip in it, surely.
No, there was. Like, he did send me a photo.
But like, okay, right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry about that, blah, blah, blah. At this point, I just didn't care.
No.
I just wanted to get rid of it.
I want you out of my life. But you're also operating like you're actually JB Hi-Fi.
So I've refunded him the $40.
Right.
And I never heard from him again.
Because
apparently everything else was good.
Oh, okay. You need a lawyer when you when you need to lawyer up and just stop getting scammed by guys off shipping containers.
Well, firstly, thinking about that first guy, I'm like, are there even like oil? I think he said he was an oil rig or something off New Zealand. I'm like, are there even oil rigs out that way?
No, he's marooned.
So I've done some Googling and it turns out there is no oil rig out that way.
No.
So, yeah, lucky I pissed him off.
Oh, he was a BS artist. But
yeah, old mate just he could have easily just gone into JB Hi-Fi and bought the same item.
Why wouldn't he?
Brand new for basically $100 more.
Oh God. But you know, if he's out there and he's listening, thanks for listening. But
hope it works. No more refunds.
Yeah, we're not sending you anything more. Jeez. Get a lawyer.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam, I know you love a piss.
Yep.
Who doesn't, though?
I still have to go to the toilet, too.
You do right now?
No.
Oh, yeah, God. Okay, right.
I was on alcohol and...
Yeah, I've got you. That's, well, that's good stuff.
Thank you.
This story relates to that. Ames is down in Melbourne at the moment, starting a new job.
Yep.
And last Friday, I drove down to pick her up because she's coming back on weekends, right?
Yeah, good on her.
Normally an hour and a half drive from the old rat hole to Melbourne.
It'd be about that, yep.
Driving in peak hour traffic on a Friday, Arvo. I mean, I don't want to turn this into traffic chat.
It's bad.
It's busy.
That's where household traffic comes in.
That's where household traffic, we should bring that back, actually. Mm. Now, there's a big bridge you got to go over to get into Melbourne, the way that we come, and it's called the Westgate Bridge.
Sure.
The boys have turned that off on a Friday, arvo, because they're doing some roadworks.
Yeah.
Now.
Yep.
Which adds another whatever to the journey. Now, this is where it becomes a story that's not just me telling you about driving down to Melbourne. About an hour into the trip. So normally you've only got 20 minutes, half an hour left.
Going into Melbourne?
Going into Melbourne.
Sure.
I need to do a wee-wee, right? But we're on a highway. There's no rest stops. Mm-hmm. There's no toilets or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you think 20 minutes, half an hour should be all right. Then we hit the delay. So, don't worry about that. So, for the last hour of the trip.
You're holding it in.
Your old mate was holding it in.
Oh.
These are some of the thoughts that genuinely went through my
head. There's nothing worse.
There's nothing worse. The pain was so bad that, I'm not saying these as jokes. When I was getting right into the middle of Melbourne, at one point, I looked across at this drink bottle here, and I thought, maybe I'll just pull the Dax down and piss into this drink bottle.
What, right? As you're driving?
As I'm driving.
Oh,
that's the point I was at.
Wow.
That's the point I was at.
You do get desperate, to
I was going
to
just pull the car over and just piss against it. I didn't care. Do it against the sidewalk. I did not care. Do you know that level of pain that you get? I know you've had it on a plane.
Yeah, right? And I've had it on a safari too. Not great. Yeah, not great. Right.
It's just horrific.
Yeah, it is.
I got to the hotel where I was meeting Amy, and she's on like level 15 and I'm still in the car down on the ground. And I genuinely thought about calling her and saying, come out to the traffic lights, get in the driver's seat, and I'm going to run into the toilets. I thought I was going to die. I was like going, who do I need to call and just say a final farewell to? Because this is like the pain was that bad.
Oh my goodness.
Then I get up, like finally managed to park. If you know I'm a bad parker normally. Imagine how I parked when I needed to go to the toilet. Like
Homer Simpson
just,
park.
It was just like a 45 degree angle. Didn't even care. Go into the elevator and is that level where you can't walk properly?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're stuck.
You gotta walk
the
slow limb, yeah. And you're like hunched over, like, you know, Quasimodo sort of thing. And I'm just like walking along. I get into the lift and then it's just me in the lift, so that's good. Yeah. And this bloke gets in, and I'm at like the entrance of the lift. Normally you move back to make way.
Yeah.
I was in too much pain to move, so I just stood there, and he had to like walk around me. And I was just holding onto the railing, just like white knuckled. Finally get up to the to the level where Amy's apartment is, and I'm just like, take a step. Breathe.
Yeah.
Take a step.
Yeah.
Breathe. Like people are just walking past. Like, what is this maniac doing? Get into the apartment. And it's like, I haven't seen her for a week.
Were you leaking? Like,
leakage. No. I didn't know about leakage.
Oh, no, but.
No, no leakage, thankfully. Just out of my eyes. And they're called tears.
Yeah, of course.
Finally get into the apartment. And Amy hasn't seen me for a week. And I just had to do a bit of, just shut up. I'm just going to the toilet right now. We're not hugging. We're not kissing. Just let me get this out of my body. Oh, so anyway, I just thought I'd share that pain because if you're out there and you're currently near pit, you know, don't be ashamed to
waterfall.
I was thinking water. That in my head. I was like, don't think of waterfalls, and you're like, no,
and then you think about it.
Go on. So you know, just always have a second drink bottle handy. That's when I lived in down in mum and dad's shed when I was 19. Didn't want to leave the shed to go to the toilet, so I just had a few.
That's disgusting.
Drink bottles. I wasn't by myself.
No, that's all right. Well, it's tough.
Oh, you nearly shared something.
Our mate's brother, a few years ago, ended up filling three bottles of beer in the back of the bus while we were driving around Docklands in Melbourne.
Oh, three?
Yeah.
The seal had been broken, yeah.
Like six. However big a Corona bottle is, for example.
Yeah, decent size.
Three of them in the one go, while the bus is moving and traffic is behind us.
Jesus. Well, that's the point I was at. So I understand and I sympathise with him. And if you're out there and you are in that level of pain, just... I thought about pissing my pants.
Maybe buy a Tesla. They can drive themselves.
Yeah, but then you still got to piss somewhere.
Yeah, no, but at least take one thing off your mind. Anyway.
Well, Tesla, if you're looking for an ad campaign,
we don't condone that.
Just run with, hey, do you need to piss into a bottle? But don't want to stop driving the car.
Stuck on the Westgate.
Join Tesla. Oh, God.
Segment change.
Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe, I don't know if I've shared this with you in the past.
Great.
And to our pod listeners.
Love this.
My theory on dealing with, you know, the people that work for charities and they approach you in the street?
Yeah. What is your theory? You're not the one that freezes, are you? No. Who's that?
No, that would be a polar bear. Jeez. No, you know the guys where that, like, say you're in a shopping centre and they spot you from, like, 10Ks away, you've locked eye contact and they do the... G'day, mate. How you going? Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I can't really.
Yeah.
And I'm too nice to walk away and just ignore them. You know, well, how people do that?
Yeah, but you can also just treat them as hecklers. Like I told you I did the other day when the guy was like, as I just kept walking, and he goes, don't you care about saving money? And I was like, no. Nope. He was like, oh.
Nah, see,
it's hard.
Yeah, so in previous years I've been caught out and ended up giving money to them on a regular basis, which I couldn't afford, and then I had to ring up and say, "Blah." Anyway,
oh, because yes, when we travelled in Europe, you were going to sign up in Paris.
No, that was a what do you call it?
They were saying
a
they petition. Were blind and
it
deaf.
It was a petition.
Yeah, but you had to give money for the petition.
Yeah, that's anyway.
Yeah, anyway, you do get caught. Is my point.
But recently, in fact, the last few years, I've evolved my game at, you know, avoiding having to, you know, give up my debt. Anyway,
cross the street or.
No, well, initially it was, you know, just ignore them.
Right.
But they get bored of that and they get a bit aggressive, as you know.
I do.
The next one I did was pretending to be on the phone.
Classic.
Which that, does work.
That works.
Which does absolutely work. But I thought I need to change my game up a bit. And right. I need to, and this is a bit of fun. And I mean, like, charities are great, but I just cannot afford, because a lot of the time they say, oh, give some money on a regular basis, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just, for me, it's unaffordable.
But also, you don't know what they're, you got to do research and see what they're actually doing with the money. And
yeah.
You don't have to sign up on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. But, and then that's where they're, anyway.
Yeah.
So it used to be, you know, talking on the phone, and I still do use that sometimes.
That's a classic.
What I mean.
Can only recommend it to people out there.
Now, I've evolved my game into, not ignoring them, but interacting with them in the fact when they make eye contact with you and they're like, g'day mate, how you going? What I do now is whatever charity it is, I'll look at them and be like, and I'll point to the logo on their on their shirt and I'll go, what are you guys? Whatever it is. I'm like, oh, you're guys. Yeah, I'm actually signed up with you.
Ah, classic. Classic. Yeah, well played. Didn't think
and
of
that. And they're like, oh, great, fantastic. You have a great day.
They don't fall for it.
Done.
What?
Done.
Yeah, no, I'm already saving the rainforest tree frogs of South Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but you just, you have to be confident. Oh, yeah, I'm signed up with you guys, so it's all good.
And they're like, they fall for it.
That's fine.
Wow.
The other day, I did do it. And the guy's like, oh, great, awesome. But then things turned, well, not south, but we'll say east. Things turned.
We'll say southeast.
Yeah. Jesus. And, oh, that's fantastic. And he's still walking towards me, talking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've had to stop.
Right.
But you, yeah, he's okay. Like, oh, great. And then he goes, oh, that's fantastic. What payment plan are you on?
The big one.
And
the best one.
And I'm like, uh-oh. abort. And then I was like, oh, geez, I can't remember now. It was a few months ago. It just comes out of my account, all this stuff. He's like, yeah, that's fine. Is it? And then he's like, so it's the reoccurring one? And I'm like, yeah, it is. Yeah, but I just can't remember how much it is. But yeah, I'm definitely signed up with you guys.
You give me a big number and I'll say that's it.
And he's like, oh, that is just fantastic. I mean, we do a great job. And, you know, that's what we're here for. And people like you, you're just supporting us and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, just waiting to bolt. And so anyway, have a great day, mate. And I'm like, see you, mate.
Well, so your tactic is what Ricky Gervais did in the movie The Invention of Lying. You've just realised.
Just lie.
I'm going to say, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did that.
No, but it genuinely works and it gets them off your back pretty quickly.
Wow. Genius. Well, I mean, we can only test it out there. I mean, you know where I am. I'm in a hotspot.
Give it a go. And as I said, charities are fantastic, but that way of giving money, I just can't do it.
Yeah. Well, if you're out there, try that or do what I've done and...
just sarcastically answer back.
Do that. Or have a girlfriend that is much better at destroying people than I am. And so we're in a neighborhood where we get door knocked
a
lot.
Brutal.
And I'll always say, oh, look, the lady of the house deals with all the bills and stuff. Which is true. I don't know who we're with or anything. And then, and then the guy will be like, oh, right, so when's she back from work? And I just go, 6 o'clock.
Whenever you're not home.
No, I give it in the extra time. I'm like, 6 o'clock. Good luck. Because I know if Amy answers the door to this guy, he's going to be dead in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know, try either of those or sarcastically answer back. I love it. It's a step up from in the past when you ever want to talk about careers saying that you're a pilot rather than a journalist.
That was at the races and I'd had a few.
I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe, we love the movies.
We love the movies,
mate. In fact, we went the other night.
We did. Mixed it up and saw a drama, which is so rare for us. It's,
which was funny because I messaged you earlier in the day. I said, this is a movie I'm thinking,
yeah,
it's not a comedy. Yeah, just a disclaimer.
Disclaimer, sure.
And you said, that's fine to mix it up. And then I said, well, it's not a horror, so we're good.
Yeah, well, it's never fine to do that.
No, exactly.
We hate horror. In fact, I've been to the movies with you once and a horror trailer came on. And as an adult man, you covered your eyes and looked away. And I understand.
Because it was scary.
I understand. It's scary. And what's the point of a horror movie? So anyway.
It's at the races and I had a few. Yeah, so we went Tuesday night. There was no one in the theater except us two. So we're yapping away and making all these jokes. And reminded me, this is a story I've been meaning to tell on the pod for a while.
Oh boy.
And it comes down to assigned seating at the movies.
How do we feel about assigned seating?
Not a fan.
No, I'm not a fan. Let us just fight it out like it's. Yeah. We'll work it out.
It's just annoying.
Because then the person comes in late and she's like, oh, do you know where 12A is? And you're like, look around, Marge. There's no seats taken. Just sit wherever you want. That she'll sit like right where she needs it. So, yeah, where there's problems.
Yeah. I was before Christmas. Went to the movies with a mate in the town where I work. And there they used to not have assigned seating, but now they do.
Yeah. Trying it out.
So we've picked our assigned seating. I can't remember what movie it was.
It's okay.
We picked our assigned seating. That's fine. Two of us. There's no one else in the theatre.
Right. Perfect.
And as the ads come on, this older couple walk in.
Have you changed your seating?
No. So we're just sitting.
You're stuck
with it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're sitting there. The older couple come in and you hear them sort of like they're talking to each other as they walk up the ramp and you can hear them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, a couple probably in the mid-60s.
Yep, gotcha.
Anyway, they're looking at the tickets and they're...
Oh,
John, can you see 12A?
Are you literally the only ones in there?
Yeah. Can you see 12A? And John's like, oh, I don't know. Anyway, it turns out they were right next to us.
Oh, pick your own row.
So they've come down. So they've obviously just done it and then... That's where it's automatically assigned.
Yeah,
you know,
just fill it up. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh.
And the husband's like, why don't we move? There's no one else here. But the wife's like, oh no, but John, this is where we're supposed to
rules.
Sit. We're supposed to sit here. Oh, and the husband's like, just move. There's no one else here. We can sit literally anywhere. Yeah, but John, we've got assigned seating.
John, don't you understand? We've been told by the 15-year-old at the candy bar, sit there.
Yeah. And they're arguing for like 5 minutes, sitting right next to us. Eventually, the husband, the wife goes, oh, well, just go out and ask if we can sit in another seat that we're not assigned to. So she makes the husband go out. And I was like, oh, for God's sake, Marge or whatever her name
was.
Yeah,
of course it's Marge.
So he comes back 5 minutes later. And he goes, it's fine, we can sit wherever.
I've asked the year nine.
And
he said it's fine.
And she's like, no, I don't believe you.
No.
Yeah, that's true. I don't believe you. And he's like, oh my God, seriously. She's like, no, I I'll just go and ask myself then.
What was the point of sending John out?
So she comes back, Mum's like, righto, well, let's sit somewhere else then. Like, just completely ignored the fact that she didn't believe John.
Oh, no apology for John.
No apology for John, the poor thing.
Can I? Yeah, right.
And they end up sitting somewhere else.
Can I suggest something to John?
Get a new wife?
Yeah, John, remember when you were in your 20s and you picked Marge? Maybe rethink that pick, mate. Because, fuck me. Oh, jeez. Marge, you know, if you want to hold on to John, you need to loosen up. You need to loosen up big time.
It's easy. It's easy.
Joe and Adam.
Adam, just quickly to wrap up. Been a great pod, by the way.
So much to catch up on.
Great fun. Had a great fun. Had some great fun. I just wanted to... It's almost... It could be the introduction of a new segment that we do at the end of every pod.
Okay.
If this one works.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I like it.
I want to call it the final word, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it comes at the end. I'll come up with a segment opener for it, but do we have one in the meantime? Maybe a da 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 da. Okay, yeah, that works. So it's called the final word, and it's just if one of us at the end of every pod just has something that we just want to. It's just a final thought for the pod.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Just something that's going on, and just going, this is, you know, this is happening.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's vague, but you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
If I may, just have the final word this week.
Absolutely, mate, go for it.
The final word on this topic.
The final word is yours.
I appreciate that. I was hanging out with Amy's family a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Having a great old time.
Mm.
And they were talking about someone. Might be like a distant friend or a distant relative, right, who is going to like come to stay or something, right?
Sure, yep.
And that someone has a dog. That's fine. We love dogs. We're dog people.
We do love dogs.
But...
doggos.
We're doggos. My dog was an outside dog.
Mine was an outside.
Yeah, outside as well.
Mainly outside, but would only come inside during thunderstorms.
Sure.
It's important to keep it safe.
Oh, of course. And look, we're not opposed to an inside dog.
No.
Right?
No, God.
But this dog that was going to come and stay at my in-law's house potentially... is an inside dog that isn't toilet trained, right?
Right, so he just leaks everywhere.
No. Because this dog that, just remember, this dog that used to thousands of years ago be a wolf, this little chihuahua, shitty little rat of a dog, wears a dog nappy.
What?
And I just wanted to have the final word and say, guys, we're not doing dog nappies.
What?
We're not doing.
So I didn't even know they existed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, neither did I. But so it wears a nappy around the house. Like a baby.
My goodness. Random.
Are you with me on that?
Yeah.
Dog nappies. Okay. All right.
Yeah, just get yourself a doggy door or something and they can go outside and do it. That's
right.
The easiest way to do it.
We all know the only people that are allowed to wear nappies are babies and old people.
Because that's what causes the stink at landfill is dog nappies.
Exactly. Also, can I just, as part of my final word in the final word.
Mate, we've still got about 30 seconds.
I'll just sum it up by this. Lassie didn't wear a nappy, mate. Did she? She never wore a nappy.
Nah, to be fair, she didn't.
Yeah.
She did not wear
a
nappy. Yeah.
Just no dog nappies. Next week?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, mate.
Yeah, great.
It possibly could be a beach special.
Oh, true.
If we time it correctly, but anyway, we'll figure it out.
Come to the beach with us. It'll sound a lot like this, but there'll just be some seagulls or something.
We'll be going for a record 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. It's never been done.
See you next week.